Generation. Hi, what's up? My name is Gaze Baba. I'm an artist, creative entrepreneur, and cultural architect. I've worked with Flo years back on one of the tracks on the, I think it was the Sanctified album. It was a good record. It was a great record that we made. I remember working on my whole part of the song at a go. You know, wrote two verses, recorded maybe in about 4 to 5 hours. So Flo called me about a week or two ago that he was working on another song, and the only thing missing was me or my verse or my voice or something. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how I said it, but it was a nice way of saying when I was working on a feature or on a collaboration. And I'm like, oh yeah, last time we did it was great. So I mean, it's something I've not recorded in a while. I've been in album promotion mode since what, beginning of the year, because I just put out an album. Flo is a senior in the industry, and so I had to, you know, accord him that respect and step out of the mood I was in to get into like recording mode and say, okay, yeah, I'll come through, you know. So yeah, that's how I'm here, and we worked on it no easy.
Same, please.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, and.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Good. So let's see what the EP can do.
So, I mean, I didn't hear the track till I got to the studio right here. Then I heard the song, started put myself in the mood of the song and see what direction I wanted to go, prayed about it, kept asking the Holy Spirit to help. I had an initial direction I was going to like speak to people, you know, but I was just thinking, man, that's how most people will go, talk to people. But then by the time I took myself out of where people were, I went into the vocal booth and I was there by myself. It was just me and my thoughts at the moment, you know. So I was still trying what I wanted to do, but then as the song just played, and I had another direction, and I just felt, let me share my story with the verse, you know. Because you know, the song talks about how Christianity is not a walk in the park, you know, put it that way. So there's still like, and the story I told, which was what I struggled with in the beginning of my Christian walk. By beginning, I'm talking years, or not like months.
When I dey for world, I no struggle with fornication. But na pornography be my own, I'm all delicate. I go wait for night, when everybody don't go sleep for night. Carry remote and the things were bright, man. It was just a way of life.
If you paid attention to the lines, there's a part where when I was talking about what I was like before giving my life to Christ, I said it was easy because it was just like a way of life. So everything I said there is like true life story, you know, when you say a factual drama. When you say you're struggling, something is a struggle. I believe that if you're not in Christ, you're not struggling with it, because it's like, that's just what it is. It's your life, you know. It becomes a struggle when you realize that, okay, this is not supposed to be my life. This is not supposed to be my reality. This is not supposed to be my identity. And this is not supposed to be my behavior based on my new identity. That's when it becomes a struggle, you know. So that's when you can see the dichotomy between the part of the song that ended with, it was easy, and then the part of the song where I then brought in my verse, you know, easy, you know, that's. So yeah, that was the thought process for my verse on the song.
That's it.
That's nice.
Simple.
That's nice.
I think the song is a vibe, and I've been big on vibe, but not just vibe for the sake of vibe. Or vibe as a vehicle for substance, vibe as a vehicle for a Bible-based message, you know. And that's what I think this song does. It's a bit edgy, so you can expect to be surprised. You know, it's definitely not the regular type of jam it's not about God's love. It's not about God's greatness. It's not about any of the, you know, vertical. It's about the reality of the internal battles that we, you know, go through as Christians in walking in righteousness. You know, that walk, you know, that walk that is supposed to be worthy of the call. You know, I think it's Ephesians that talks about walk worthy of the call. So that walk that is worthy of the call, the process and the walk that is involved in the walk is, you know, what the song touches on and tries to capture. Yep. Thank you.